I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The U.S. State Department today expressed concern that Tunisian police and soldiers were using excessive force against demonstrators. Clashes have raged for weeks now in the North African nation. Angry young people are protesting a lack of job opportunities and what they say is Tunisia's endemic corruption and cronyism. Activists claim that 50 people have been killed in just the past 3 days. The government of Tunisia disputes that figure. The World's Clark Boyd has this update.
There were two distinctly different takes on recent events coming out of Tunisia today. State-controlled television showed buildings that had been damaged during the clashes. One man that was interviewed was displeased by the violence. If you want to make a point about something, the man tells the protesters, do it in a legal way, not through destruction. Yesterday, President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, now in his 23rd year of power, blamed masked gangs for the violence. He contends that they incited students and unemployed youths to commit what he called acts of terror. He said he would do whatever it takes to protect Tunisian citizens. Schools and universities would remain closed, he threatened, until the violence abated. And he promised to create 300,000 new jobs in the coming years to alleviate high unemployment. That was the official picture. But the voices you read and hear on non-Tunisian-controlled media see things differently.
You find everywhere groups of policemen ready to beat people, ready to shoot.
Radia Nasraoui is president of the Association for the Struggle Against Torture in Tunisia.
Ben Ali was promising many things during 20 years or more. And people can see that there is nothing concrete now, no solutions.
On social networking sites such as Facebook and Twitter, reports are pouring in from all across Tunisia of the violence meted out by the police and the army. One hotspot is Kasserine in west-central Tunisia. Adnan Alamiri has been protesting in Kasserine. He told the BBC's Arabic service what was happening.
We want jobs for this deprived region. You can hear now the sirens of ambulances rushing to help the injured. This is the reality of Kasserine. I'd like to add, the government treats us like animals.
This video, shot with a handheld camera and posted to Facebook, shows a grim scene in a Kasserine emergency room. As the camera moves, you see horrific gunshot wounds to the chests, necks, and heads of civilians. A massacre, one Tunisian Twitter user calls it. Ben Ali and his minions are the real terrorists, writes another. Facebook and Twitter, in fact, have become critical tools in getting word out about what's going on. More than 1 million Tunisians are on Facebook. It's often used to spread news, videos, or to arrange real-world meetups. So why doesn't President Ben Ali just order the Tunisian authorities to pull the plug on Facebook? Fabrice Epelboin is editor of the French version of the tech news website Read Write Web.
I don't think Ben Ali will shut down Facebook. This would mean massive riots in Tunisia. He tried to shut down Facebook a little more than a year ago, and it instantly triggered some really massive protests. So if he shuts down Facebook, it is civil war.
The same goes for Twitter, which Tunisians are using to try and reach a global audience. One of those using it is Lina Ben Maheni, a blogger and activist.
The young people here are very angry, are fed up with the lack of freedom of expression, of freedoms in general. And now they want to be beyond the fear they usually had of trying to change things.
Several Tunisian bloggers were arrested last week for speaking out against the regime. One, Slim Amamu, was arrested less than 24 hours after being interviewed by this program. He's still being held. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.